Hi, this is Richard at Kello Hypnotherapy. This is a guided meditation to help you stop snacking. Please do not listen to this recording whilst driving or operating any heavy machinery, and this recording is not suitable for anybody with any serious mental health issues. So when you're ready to begin, I want you to place yourself in a comfortable position, either sitting or lying. Legs and feet uncrossed and slightly apart, hands resting loosely in your lap. And let's begin with your breathing. I'd like you for you to take some long, slow, deep breaths and fill your lungs with air. Then hold that breath for the mental count of three, and as you slowly exhale all the air from your mouth, just think in your mind the words deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. So let us begin. Breathe in and hold for three. And breathe out. Breathe in and hold for three. And breathe out. Breathe in, hold for three. And breathe out. And when you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing in calmness and relaxation. And when you breathe out, just breathe away any tensions or anxieties or any worries that you may have. And feel the physical body beginning to relax. Begin by relaxing the eyes. Those tiny muscles around the eyes, let them relax, let go. And if they're not already closed, you might like to gently close them now. Noticing that comfortable feeling around the lids, perhaps even a slight fluttering there as it takes no effort at all to allow them to close. And just know that for the next while or so, there's absolutely nothing for you to do but relax. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that there's nothing of any importance for you to do. Nobody wants anything, nobody needs anything. There's no place for you to go right now. Nothing to do but relax and let go. Relax and let go and enjoy the wonderful feeling that's growing and developing within you now. Relax and let go. And I want you to know that if at any time during this hypnotic experience, any situation should arise that needs your attention, you can immediately return to full waking consciousness merely by counting the numbers 1 to 5. And at count of 5, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and able to deal effectively with any situation. But for now, just be aware of the position of your body resting here. Notice the feel of any clothing or anything else touching your body. Be aware of the time of day, morning or afternoon, evening or night time, the time of the year, the temperature of the air on your skin, and any other uncovered areas of your body. Be aware of the surface beneath you, and just let yourself think how your awareness doesn't end there but goes all the way down, deep down into the very center of the earth. And relax. Just trust in the sound of my voice. Allow my voice to enter your mind and take you deeper and deeper down and down into a wonderful place deep within you. A very special place where those important changes to your life are getting ready now to take place. Now in a moment, I want you to count slowly backwards in your mind. What I'd like you to do is to count backwards from 100. And after each number, to think in your mind the words deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. And as you think those words in your mind, you find you become deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. So just count slowly backwards in your mind And any time you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. Any time you lose count, just start again at 100. And whilst you're counting backwards with a conscious thinking mind, I'm going to be talking to the deepest part of you. And you don't even need to listen to me because your unconscious mind hears everything that it needs to hear. So don't forget, any time that you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. And allow my voice to enter into the very deepest part of your mind, that wonderful place where those important changes in your life are already beginning to take place. And my words can become your thoughts, and your thoughts can generate a wonderful new way of being and feeling and thinking for you. But for now, keep your mind focused on those numbers, counting softly and slowly backwards from 100. Deeply, deeply relaxed. 99. Deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. And remember, any time you lose count or lose track, to just start again at 100. And I want you to take your awareness once more down to your feet and imagine, if you will, a sensation of warmth and heaviness flowing in through the toes into the feet. Feel that warm, comfortable, heavy feeling flowing in through the toes and into the feet. Now let that feeling spread over the heels and into the ankles, then all the way up into the lower legs, over the knees and into the upper legs, until both the left and the right leg become deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. And let that relaxing feeling flow up now into the hips and the thighs, into the pelvic area, relaxing the pelvis and all the pelvic muscles. Now feel the relaxing feeling flowing into the stomach, relaxing the tummy and all the muscles there. Relax the chest and the shoulders, especially the shoulders, just let them feel limp and loose and comfortable. Limp and loose and comfortable. Now take that relaxing feeling over the shoulders and into the back, and relax the two big muscles there, one on each side of the spine. Then move the relaxation back to the shoulders and let it flow all the way down into the arms, into the wrists, the hands, the fingers and thumbs. Notice the warmth there in the palm of your hands. There may also be a tingling sensation there, a tingling sensation in the palms of the hands. Let that relaxation spread up into the face, and all of the facial muscles relax. The tiny muscles around the mouth, the nose, the eyes. Let the forehead feel smooth and soft, and the cheeks feel flat and smooth. And relax. I want you to imagine yourself now standing at the top of a long flight of steps. These steps lead down into a room, a very special room. In a moment, you can walk down these steps, and as you do so, I count the steps one by one, and as you walk down the steps, I wonder if you can just feel yourself going deeper and deeper down. So when you're ready, begin walking down as I count the steps. So 10, going deeper and deeper down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, going deeper and deeper. 4, 3, 2, 1. You're now standing at the bottom of the steps and feeling very comfortable and very relaxed. Find yourself now in a beautiful room. The room is softly lit with 20 fragrant candles, and there's a distant sound of lovely music. Apart from the candlelight, the room is quite dark, although you can notice some beautiful colours, shades of green and purple, blue and violet here and there. You feel safe here, safe and protected and comfortable. Now that you're deeply relaxed and comfortable, I'd like to talk to your subconscious mind about your habit of snacking between meals. And I really don't know if your conscious mind wants to listen to this as well, or if it would prefer to continue to enjoy the wonderful space it's created for you, a space all of your own where you can feel free to explore and discover new patterns and abstract thought. Your subconscious mind is aware that for a while now, you've had a problem with food, that is, eating between meals when you aren't even hungry. And of course, it's concerned about this habit. This is why it's motivated you to do something about it. Because your subconscious mind, the very deepest part of you, cares about you. It wants you to live and enjoy a happy and healthy life. So allow your subconscious mind to do what it does best. Look after you and bring into control those automatic habits and patterns of thinking and feeling where food is concerned. You know that this deepest part of your mind will never let you starve or go really hungry. It already alerts you when sustenance is needed, usually by creating a rumbling feeling in your tummy, and how many times you've not responded to this. So you know that you can trust your instincts and stop snacking between meals. You already know that it's alright to go from one meal to the next without spoiling your appetite for the next meal. You also know that snacking isn't good for your body. It makes you gain weight, extra pounds that cause a strain on your heart and other health problems such as diabetes, high cholesterol, joint problems, and so much more. When you're eating healthy, well-balanced meals, you receive all the nutrients your body needs in order to thrive and keep well. These meals provide all the fuel that your body requires in order to produce energy that helps you to get on with the serious business of everyday living. Snacking, as you were doing on the other hand, can make you feel sluggish and even depressed. It can also create feelings of guilt, knowing that you really didn't need that snack. Knowing that for sake of a quick sandwich, biscuit, or whatever you snacked on, you hammered another little nail in your coffin. Knowing also that you've blown your healthy eating plan and you're continuing on that same old path, and what for? Was it really worth it? Now, you're probably already trying with little success to lose excess weight, and you know that this was down to your habit of snacking. And if I'm wrong and you weren't trying to lose weight now, you know that very soon you would have been because of your snacking. And if I'm wrong, and you weren't trying to lose weight now, you know that very soon you would have been because of your snacking. This is why you have decided, that's right, you have decided once and for all to stop snacking between meals. You've decided that it's time to take control of your life and lose some of that excess weight that you've been carrying around. And because you've decided it, you and your wonderful subconscious mind, you're going to find yourself making this happen. Because your determination and your motivation to stop snacking and lose weight is rapidly increasing to a degree that you probably never imagined possible before. And you will do what it takes. You stop snacking between meals and you find that it's good to go from one meal to the next without even thinking about food. Stopping snacking demonstrates to your inner mind the strength of your mental resolve. And you're incredibly proud of your ability to stop snacking between meals. Even when, or especially when, other people snack between meals. It really doesn't matter what others are doing, it doesn't bother you at all. Because you know that it's you that counts in all of this. You're doing this for yourself. And that's what's important to you. Most people seem to snack on junk, a label that doesn't even merit the word food after it. You, on the other hand, have no desire to put junk into your body because you love and respect your body. And you treat it with the love and respect it deserves. And your body rewards you by making you feel happy and alive and positive and confident. And you realize that we really are what we eat. And there's no way that you want to be associated with the word junk. If, on the other hand, you used to snack mostly when you were alone, you now find that the thought of snacking never enters your mind. You find yourself occupied in doing or thinking about something far more important to you, because there's always something better to do than snacking in that old, mindless way that you used to do. Of course, there could be times when your next meal is delayed and you really do need to eat. If and when this happens, you make sure that you choose something healthy, perhaps a handful of nuts, or a piece of fruit, or a carrot or celery stick. And you also find yourself drinking more water, fresh, clean, clear water, and this refreshes you and helps you feel fuller much quicker. And in fact, you're now drinking more water than you used to. And you probably hadn't even noticed this now until. But water is the most regular and refreshing drink that you have or desire. And I wonder if your subconscious mind could create an image of yourself as you want to be. Perhaps slimmer and healthier with a glowing complexion. And notice how much younger you look. As if the years have dropped off you. And what are you wearing? Look at that fabulous outfit. Whoever would have thought that you would have been able to fit into that? And see how much more confident you are as you move around, head held high, shoulders back. Such poise and posture. And you're smiling because you really do feel happy. Can you see this image of yourself? Make it clearer. Strengthen those good feelings. Brighten the colours. And step into that lighter, happier, more confident self. Hear people around you complimenting you, telling you how wonderful that you look. And it's all to do with your stopping snacking and taking control of your life. And it is, because you're in control. You are now this ideal image, and doesn't it feel good? As you assess your life at this time, you realize how one thing led to another, because as well as taking control over your snacking, you also gained more control in other areas of your life. You started to make things happen, good things of course, and after a short while these good things increased and seemed to happen all by themselves, without any conscious effort on your side. You also realize that you make no conscious effort to stop snacking. It just seems totally natural to you to go from one meal to the next without thinking about food, without raiding the fridge or the biscuit tin or whatever it was that you used to do. You look back on when these changes began to take place and you realize it was the day that you decided to take control of your life, this day, today, right now, here in hypnosis. And it feels so good. You realize that the world is your oyster. You can do so many things now that you don't snack and have more than quadrupled your confidence levels. And now that you've mentally achieved your goal, spend a little time getting to know yourself better. Recognize your strengths and achievements. And acknowledge if there are any areas that still need a little work on. And I'll be quiet for a moment or two as you do this. And when you next hear my voice, you'll be twice as deeply relaxed as you are now. Good. And you're now twice as comfortable, twice as deeply relaxed as you were previously. And I want your subconscious mind to know and accept that from this moment onwards, you have no desire to snack between meals. You can go from one meal to the next without even thinking about food. Because eating has lost its importance. It's only something that you do only at meal times. In between, there are always more important things to do or to think about. And these certainly don't involve snacking. So in a moment, I'll count the numbers from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll be wide awake, fully alert, refreshed, and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. So 1, 2, starting to bring yourself back up now. 3, eyelids beginning to flutter. 4, eyes opening. And 5, eyes open, wide awake. Mind and body returning to normal, full conscious awareness.